In reality, in concentrators, we are in a situation like that. Several attempts have been done in the United States before. I mean, we are the only people, I think, working visibly beyond the United States. We are the only people working with visibility. Even sometimes the people of the United States think that we are the first, but I don't think they are right at all. Because it's true that we are probably the university group dealing with it more in a university way. But in the United States, there are several companies, most of them unsuccessful, but some of them, I think they are on the edge of being successful, on the edge. Mm-hmm. And then I think for one moment, our prototype was considered in the United States as the leading edge of the situation because it was BP Solar behind, etc. But I think today the impetus of this approach has been lost because BP has not decided to insist on that. And then today I think the leading thing is Ammonix in the United States. But I am still working on that, and I think we have still good
prospects
on another. Now I am working with Isophoton in another concept, and this concept I think might be really serious. At least it has all the components to become serious. Is the following: we are now not anymore working for that on silicon cells. We are working on gallium arsenide cells. Why to work on gallium arsenide cells? Well, gallium arsenide 3-5 cells in general. The reason is that photovoltaics has a limitation, a fundamental limitation, which is that it only converts properly the photons which are very close to the band gap of the material you are using. You can solve that limitation if you go to tandem cells, to cells of several materials interconnected so that every photon, for instance, the largest band gap is on the top of the stack, the second largest, then, and so on. Then some photons are collected by the first cell and converted into electricity. Those that are not absorbed go to the second one and converted effectively, and so on. So in this way, efficiencies in the United States, in REL Spectrolab, they have reached 32-33% with so far 3 junctions. There is a tremendous technological effort in going in this direction. And this is it's very beautiful, a very beautiful area. And then but in the United States, this is being devoted so far mostly to space applications. So what I think is that you can devote that to terrestrial applications, provided you go to very high concentration, so that you use very little portion of semiconductor, very little cells. So we have proven that we can go to 1,000x, which formerly was considered impossible. I mean, very, very far from. The reason of going to 1,000x, today 1,000x is what everybody is trying, is attempting. The reason of going to 1,000x is because, well, the reason is economic. The way of going to 1,000x, one of the ways is to make very small cells. So we go to very small cells of 1 millimeter square. And then we use the encapsulation techniques of optoelectronics, the same as those used for lasers, for LEDs, for lasers too, but LEDs. So we are our concentrators now are very much in the. They will be manufactured like LEDs or something like that. So this is and the optics we have developed here some techniques for optical design which is unique. This is really unique in the world. The group of optics is a very good group. partly funded by a joint venture in the United States for other applications, of course, and working for optical communications, etc. And then the situation is, I don't know if you want to hear, I mean, you were talking about history. This is not history, this is modern.